Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
With her second triple, and that's making it 37-25. Ball goes to the left side, now down low for the Hornets, and up and good. Well executed, and it led to a low post, high percentage basket for Isabella Bunders. 39-25 was Zika Steuben here in Area Girls Basketball. Maggie Kirshner and J.C. Maxwell at the top of the key. Ball goes to Peterson on the left wing. 7-10 remaining in tonight's game. Kirshner meets it in the corner. Maggie on a drive, fires it back to Holly King. King just up from the top of the key. Back it goes to Maxwell. 16-footer in traffic, no good. Kirshner saves it back inbounds to King. Knocked away, picked up now by Emma Wall. Baseballs it the other way, and a lay-in good by Macy Mitchell. Timeout David Klang and the Bulldogs, as the Hornets now lead it 41-25. This is Area Girls Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
6:48 remaining in the ball game. It's been all Wazika Steuben here in the second half after an 18-all tie after the first half. Bulldogs have the ball, no backcourt pressure, and Holly King bringing it right down the middle of the floor. Slips it off to J.C. Maxwell. Maxwell on a drive down to the baseline, pulls up, uses the pivot, tries to look inside, nothing there, back to King. Holly drives back to Kirshner. Kirshner, right wing, looking. Now back to King. King just to the left of the free throw line. Takes a shot. It's on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets. And bringing it the other way is Natalie Wright. Down to the baseline wall. Top of the circle. Three-pointer. Elizabeth Wright. Good. Elizabeth Wright there. And it makes it 44-25. Wazika Steuben. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Seneca leading in boys basketball over Weston. 39-18. That's in the first half. Game started a little later tonight. Pass comes to Kirshner. Maggie down to the baseline. Now gives it back to King in front of the Bulldog bench. Threads it in to Peterson. Turnaround low post. No good. Bulldogs can't get that low post shot they've been searching for all night. Pass comes up to Wall. Wall down to the baseline. Kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. And good for Wright. She's got four of them. 47-25. Great shooting percentage in the second half. In fact, the Hornets look like a completely different team against the Bulldogs. Kirshner on the right wing. Yo-yos the dribble. Now brings it back. Looks to the inside. Bounce feed inside for Plemer, and she is fouled. That will be the sixth on the Hornets. Bulldogs give Maggie Kirshner a rest. Coming in is Brooklyn Dickey. And Claire Wright returns for Wazika Steuben. Pass comes in play. Caught now by Maley Plemer. Around the wheel it goes. King on the left side uses the dribble. Bounce feed to the right. That is Plemer. Three on the way. No good, but she is fouled. They're checking. I think she's going to get just two free throws and not three. See what they say. The foul is on Claire Wright. That's her fourth. And free throw number one for Maley Plemer in the air, and it is no good. She will get another chance now. Yeah, looks like she will get three free throws. Second dribble now coming up. In the air with this one, and it is no good. She will get one more. Cuba City and Mineral Point tied at 14 in the first half boys basketball. That's always a classic matchup between those two. Third free throw is on the way, and that one is no good. The rebound by the Hornets. 47-25, the score stays. We're nearing the five-minute mark of the ball game tonight. Pass left side. Ooh, caught by Coach McCulloch on the out-of-bounds line. Pass wound up right in his hands. Was not intended. It'll go back to the Bulldogs. I remember when Ben played, kind of back in my era. Pass comes in play, caught by Holly King. King, right side, gives it back to Plemer. Plemer drives free throw line, now dishes down to the baseline. Caught here on the near side. Around the wheel it goes. Maxwell down low, knocked away, and a jump ball is called as it's going to be going to the arrow, and the ball goes back the other way for the Hornets. 47-25 our score. Wazika Steuben has zoomed ahead here in this second half. He'll set it up on the left side. Looking at it is Mitchell. Mitchell back to Wall. Wall gives to Wright. And now Wright to Bunders. Bunders dribbles, gives it back toward the half-court line. Now to Elizabeth Wright. Hornets have pulled it out a little bit, looking for a good opening. Now back to Wall on the left side. Back to the right side and Wright. Wright looking, nothing there. Gives it back to Mitchell. Mitchell to Wright. Screens are set down low. Ball goes to Bunders. Far side. Bunders whips it back to Wright. And they're taking some time off the clock right now. The Bulldogs have committed just three fouls. So trying to stop the clock will take a little while. There's a reach-in foul called on Tristan Peterson. That's only her first foul. Dodgeville leading Richland Center 24-19 at half in girls basketball tonight. The Filney flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities. Platteville up on River Valley 28-10. That is in the first half in girls basketball. Wazika Steuben with the ball. Macy Mitchell. Left side, it goes to Natalie Wright. Wright back to Emma Wall. Wall challenging low. Pulls up, nothing. Fires it back to Wright. Good job. Bulldogs in that matchup defense, and Holly King creates a foul to stop the clock. That'll be her third, and it'll be the fifth on the Bulldogs overall. Kelsey Coleman is in for J.C. Maxwell, and the Bulldogs make a switch. Prairie du Chien girls leading Lancaster 22-12. That's in the second half, girls basketball. Hornets put the ball in play, caught here by Macy Mitchell. Brings it back to Elizabeth Wright. Lobs it back for Bunders. Wazika Steuben making a good effort. Weaving it around the perimeter and now back toward the half-court line. Not necessarily looking to shoot, just taking some time off right now. Ball goes back to Elizabeth Wright. Pass comes top of the key. That's Bunders. Bunders left side to Wall. Wall on a dribble drive. Pulls up, nothing there. Fires high post. Now back to Wright. Wright goes left side to Wright. Emma and Natalie. And now the pass lobbed back door. That's Elizabeth. Right wing, Natalie Wright. Back to the left side, Wall. Down to 2:40 remaining in the ball game tonight. Good movement of the ball by Coach McCulloch's team. And there's a foul called on Maylee Plemer. That will be her second. Stops the clock with 2:36 remaining tonight. Sixth Bulldog foul. Some substitutions. Alyssa Olson is in for Ithaca. And for Wazika Steuben, Haley Mitchell. And returning is Violet Mitchell. Ball comes in play. Caught here by the Hornets. Down to the baseline. A turnaround shot on the way for three. No good by Macy Mitchell. And the rebound pulled down by Holly King. 2:23 to play. Holly penetrates a bit. 13-footer on the way. No good. Rebound taken down by Isabella Bunders and the Hornets. Outlet pass on the far side. Haley Mitchell, right to right. Now back to Bunders. And again, the Hornets taking a little time off. The next Bulldog foul will put it at the line. That's a jump ball call. Holly King Got a clean takeaway there. Westby girls leading Viroqua 32-25. That should be a good ball game all the way. A couple of evenly matched teams. Ball comes in play for Maley Plemer. 2 minutes remaining tonight in this one that got underway at 7 o'clock. There was no JV game played this evening. Coleman with the ball, gives it back to King. Ali King off a screen, drives to the right side. There's nothing there, puts it on the hip. Now Hornets coming after the ball. Boy, they're always got a nose for the ball. We're going to see a timeout taken by the Bulldogs. A minute 39 to play. 47-25, Wazika Steuben leading Ithaca on area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
47-25, our score here at Ithaca. The Bulldogs have trailed since the start of the second half and again have been greatly outscored tonight by the Hornets in this ball game in the second half. Brooklyn Dickey gets the ball, throws it right side, now knocked away, picked up by Haley Mitchell of the Hornets. And Wazika Steuben again gets a steal. Bulldogs fall back on the defense. Pass goes left side to Haley Mitchell off a screen. Claudia Walsh. Walsh throwing it down low, wide open. Violet Mitchell drives in, lost the handle, picks it up, throws it back to the near side with a minute 13 to play. Haley Mitchell on the left side, bounce feed. Back it goes to Walsh. Claudia with a drive down deep, nothing there. Bunders grabs the ball and drives back toward the half-court line. Under a minute remaining in the ball game now. Pass goes inside, knocked loose by Dickey, but picked up again by the Hornets. Bulldogs playing some aggressive defense. Isabella Faber in there as well. May not have mentioned that. A couple of players for the Bulldogs came in after that timeout. Pass comes to the near side, caught by Mitchell. Mitchell throwing it down low. Challenging shot up, no good for Claudia Walsh, but she'll go to the line. The foul will be on Alyssa Olson. That will be her first. Stops the clock with 35 seconds remaining. Seneca boys leading Weston 42-28 at halftime. Southwestern 41-23 over Boscobel. Free throw attempt by Walsh will not go. And ball comes back from the official for the second throw. It's in the air. It is on the rim, and it is good. Claudia Walsh with her first point tonight. That makes it 48-25. Wazika Steuben. We're down to 32 seconds in the game. Crossing the timeline is Maley Plemer. Plemer off a screen, down to the baseline. Now drives toward the paint, kicks it out. Three on the way for Dickey. On the rim, no good. Rebound, foul call. The foul will be occurring, and looks like Mitchell, Haley Mitchell, will shoot some free throws. Foul is going to be marked on Kelsey Coleman. That will be her first. So there are 1, 2, 3 Mitchells, 1, 2, 3 Wrights in the lineup for Wazika Steuben. Free throw on the way, and that one is good. Not at the same time, but they're on the roster. All six of them couldn't play unless they had the old Iowa rules where you had six-person teams, three at each end of the floor. This one is good by Haley Mitchell, and that makes the score 50-25. Wazika Steuben with the lead, down to 14 seconds remaining. Maley Plemer takes it, free throw line right, gives it back to Brooklyn Dickey. Back to Plemer. She'll drive low. Looks to the inside. Nothing. Throws it into the backcourt. And the ball rolls into the open area and rolls toward the out-of-bound line at the final horn. That'll do it. Final score tonight, Wazika Steuben wins it 50-25. Coming up, our Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show and a recap of tonight's scoring as well here on a Thursday night with area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Final score tonight, 50-25. Wazika Steuben gets the win over Ithaca. And the run of the game, we're looking at number three, Elizabeth Wright, for the Hornets. She is a senior, and she made four threes in the second half. Did not have a point in the first half. Winds up with a total of 14 points, but four from beyond the arc here in the second half. That helped Wazika Steuben build a big lead and push their lead, and not allowing the Bulldogs to stay in it here down the stretch tonight. Make the most of your run. Join Dunkin' Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. More of the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage. Local care.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
WRCO. Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldogs fall to the Wazika Steuben Hornets, 50-25, the final score, in a game that showed a lot of promise for the Bulldogs. They hung with the conference co-leaders through the first half. It was tied at 18 after one stanza, but coming right out of the gate, the Hornets shot ahead with the big run here tonight and outscore the Bulldogs in the second half, 32-7. and get the win here to improve to 14-3, and they are 10-1 in the conference. The Bulldogs fall to 10-9. They are 5-5 in the Ridge and Valley. Wazika Steuben led by Elizabeth Wright with 14, including those 4 3-pointers. Good balanced attack. Macy Mitchell, Emma Wall, Kylie Manning all have 8 points. 5 for Isabella Bunders, 4 by Natalie Wright, and 1 for Claudia Waltz. On the other side, the Bulldogs are paced by 6 points from Tristan Peterson, Holly King, and Maggie Kirshner. J.C. Maxwell adds 5, and Maylee Plemer with 2 points. The Bulldogs make 3 3-pointers. Holly King had 2 of them, and they are 5 of 14 from the free throw line. They made those 5 in the first half and missed a total of 5, 0 for 5 in the second half. For the Hornets, they are 8 for 13 from the free throw line. So, a good ball game. Some things to build on, certainly, for the Bulldogs, and I think for the Hornets, adjustments after the first half, and certainly they will themselves to get stronger in the second half and really denying the Bulldogs' inside game. Ithaca couldn't get anything to look at from the low post, and when they weren't hitting from the outside, they struggled the rest of the way. The next action coming up tomorrow night for Lafarge Youth Initiative. That's the opponent of Wazika Steuben in Lafarge on Friday night. For Ithaca, their next opponent against DeSoto, that's tomorrow night, and it's a doubleheader. Girls action starting at 5:45, and the boys will follow here at Ithaca. We'll be on the air tomorrow night from River Valley High School. The Blackhawks play host to Richland Center in area boys basketball. We'll have the pregame time around 7:15. Now for the final time tonight, the Filney flip phone. Platteville leading River Valley 39-10 in girls basketball in the second half. Dodgeville up on the Hornets by a score of 26-24 in the second half. And Bangor leading Hillsboro 36-34 in the second half. Seneca 42, Weston 28, boys basketball. That is also in the second half. Westby 32-25 over Viroqua. That is in the second half. There was one final from way early this evening, and it was a win for Seneca. Their game against Kickapoo, 53-28 in area girls basketball. Our game engineered tonight by Tim Thede. And this is Phil Lee wishing you the best. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back your way tomorrow night with more local sports on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with 4 chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyanna Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center or stop by any Wednesday starting February 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
wake up one morning and it's passed you by. You don't know when and you don't know why. You feel like an old memory hanging around. Man, you gotta face it.
Postseason is here for high school wrestlers across the state of Wisconsin. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Bill Twining, David Werman, Henry Bray, and me for High School Conference Tournament Saturday this weekend. We'll have coverage of Prairie du Chien's clash between the Southwest Conference and the SWAL, and at Royal High School, the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Sponsored in part by Dairyland Transportation, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Nelson Agri Center, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Cardinal Glass CG, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, and Southwest Tech. Coverage begins on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on WRCO Radio Sports.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. Congratulations to WRCO's Henry Bray for being last week's Solid Gold Dancer of the Week.
Thank you.
We'll have a dance-off and a tickle fight this Saturday night with WRCO's Those Were the Days right here between 6 and midnight Saturday night. Don't miss a moment. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing, taking your requests. We'll be playing a few songs that were written by Bob Dylan but recorded by other artists.
If not for you.
Those were the days. WRCO Saturday night is sponsored in part by Bitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Mastodon Records, along with A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales. Join us Saturday night for Those Were the Days. An overnight low of 8 degrees expected with west to northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy Friday and 25. Friday night turning cloudy. A 30% chance of light snow toward Saturday morning. A low of 12. Saturday 27 with 3 to 5 inches of snow accumulation possible. And for Sunday a high of 20 with gusty winds through midday.
100.9 WRCO.
Understood all the big plans that she had are fading away at the time, still in her mind. She ain't LA city life, she ain't the boulevard on a Friday night. She's a slow dance, a county road. She's a dandelion when the wind blows. Her heart is always a thousand miles.
write your own ticket now. I'll get by without you somehow. Don't you worry about what I'll do. I'll be fine without you. You say you think a change would do you good. If you feel that way, well, I guess it would. I can live my life without you. I've got places to go and things to do, but I'll never be in love again. My poor old heart will never mend. Oh, I'll find someone to hold now and then, but I'll wrong along the way, and there's nothing I can do to make you stay. Well, I never tried to put holes on you. That's the last thing I'd ever want to do. So you go your way, I'll go mine. If our paths should cross somewhere down the line, I'll just say hello and shake your hand. But if tears come to my eyes, please understand, I'll never be in love again. My poor old heart will never. I'll find someone to hold now and then, but I'll never be in love again.
you together, hot from your head down to your toes, working.
did good. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When God made you, God did good. Ooh. When God made you, God did
be a little piece of acreage tucked back in the trees. Might be a song so sacred that it brought you to your knees. Might be a story about guts and glory that granddad used to tell. Whatever you got worth keeping, don't you keep it on to yourself. Pass it on down, show 'em how it's done. It's a yes man, no man. It's an attaboy son. Go now, girl, you can do it. I've been right here to help you through it. And it's funny how the gifts we've been given always come right back around when you pass them on down, down. Now you don't have to be a professor or a fired up preacher man. It's okay, you can show them every day in little ways anybody can understand. The link in the chain. Gotta pass it on down. Show 'em how it's done. It's a yes man, no man. It's an attaboy son. It's a go now, girl. You can do it. I'll be right here. It's an attaboy son, it's a going out girl, you can do it. I've been right here to help you through it. It's funny how the gifts we've been given always come right back around when you pass them on down.
WRCO Sports is pleased to team with Westwood One Radio Network for the big game coming up on Sunday. Join us for the Super Bowl featuring the Chiefs and Eagles. Hear it on the radio beginning with the pregame time at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Catch the game on us, WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. It's Super Bowl Sunday on the radio.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM
100.9 WRCO.
What stations are the buttons of your radio on? Do you sleep late on Saturday or get up at dawn? I'm
People say she's only in my head. It's gonna take time, but I'll forget. They say I need to get on with my life. They don't realize it's when dialing six numbers just to hang up the phone. Driving across town just to see if she's home. Waking a friend in the dead of night just to hear him say it's gonna be alright. When you find the things to do not to fall asleep, 'cause you know she'll be there in your dreams. That's when she ever wrote. Watched her words go up in smoke. Tore all the pictures off the wall. That ain't helping me at all. Just when you're talking out loud but nobody's there, you look like hell. Don't care, drinking more than you ever drank, sinking down lower than you ever sank. When you find yourself falling down upon your knees, praying to God, begging him please, that's when she's more than a memory. Say it's gonna be alright when you find the things to do not to fall asleep. 'Cause you know she's waiting in your dreams. That's when she's more than a memory. People say she's only in my head. It's gonna take time, but I'll forget.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble through the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower, the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on a job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind, and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you watch them shatter. You're just another step on the boss man's ladder, but you've got dreams he'll never take away.
same boat with a lot of your friends. Waiting for the day our ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fat promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. We get grooving when the sun goes down. I thank the Lord for the nighttime to forget the day. A day of uptight time, I've been chasing away. I get a relaxation and it's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Yeah, yeah, thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Forget the day.
A day of uptight time.
A better chance it away.
Richard Cantu. President Trump's bid to end birthright citizenship has been blocked nationwide.
U.S. District Judge John Kuhnauer has issued a preliminary injunction, meaning the Trump administration cannot deny citizenship to children born on American